Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, is this Eric?
Yes. Hi, Jenny.
Hi. And how long have you been with this Jersey Boys company?
We started on this leg of tour end of September, and we go till early June.
Uh-huh. Well, Jersey Boys opened in New York in 2006. I finally saw it 5 years ago and thought, oh my goodness, how have I not seen this before? It was amazing.
I know. It's such a fun one, honestly. Yeah, it's that where people just love to see it multiple times.
And unlike some other ones, it's not a jukebox musical because it's actually telling their story versus using their music to tell a different story.
I think that's what makes this one work so well, honestly, is it just is their story. You know, they sat down with the writers, they had some other ideas, you know, in terms of how to craft a story, and the writers decided, no, this is what's the most interesting. This is what people are going to want to know about. And it's so true. And I agree with you. I think that this, you know, quote unquote jukebox musical does read more like a play that just features some really amazing music.
I guess because it ran for so long on Broadway, 11 years, I suppose you saw it just as a theater goer?
I did, yeah. My first time seeing it was in Chicago, actually. I'm an Illinois guy, and my hometown is 90 miles southwest of Chicago. And yeah, I saw it, I think, in one of its first sit downs there. Yeah, that's one of the amazing things about this show is it's just, it holds up, and it's been so many places, and people continue to love it. You know, we have not seen a die down in passion. It's so, everybody has an attachment to this music, to this group, and whether it be different memories or, you know, the music you grew up to or the music you heard in a car trip with your parents. It's fun to perform these songs, and you have nostalgia on your side when people watch this.
Tell us about the man you play, the great Bob Gaudio.
The last piece of the puzzle is what he calls himself. Mm-hmm. And he really is. I mean, you got Tommy DeVito, who is the guy in Jersey who's forming the group, and Frankie's the star talent, and Nick has his contributions. He's an amazing arranger, and he just brings a lot of style to the group. And Bob is the last piece by coming in, and he's not only a talented composer and an excellent musician, but he and can write a great song, but he's a businessman. He's a very smart businessman, and he's the one that pushes them to the next opportunity each time, and that's when they really start to climb the ladder to superstardom.
There are some moments in the show as they're achieving these milestones that are just breathtaking, the way they are staged, that actually take your breath away. They are amazing.
I agree. I think that's one of the really special things about this show is the creatives did such a good job. Like, every element is there and works and is cohesive. And, you know, when everything is good and it's all working as one, I think that's when, you know, a piece of theater really pops and takes off.
What's one of those moments for you?
There's a lot of moments that I really look forward to. I mean, there's a section of the show called The Big Three, which are the original first three singles that are released, Sherry, Big Girls Don't Cry, and Walk Like a Man. And that segment is just so much fun because it's the first time the audience gets to hear some of their music, you know, it's a bit of a buildup until we get to that first hit song. And the payoff is so great. I mean, truly, you can just, the energy in the room is just palpable. And that's one of the great things about theater is, you know, like, there are other iterations of this, the movie and everything, but coming to see a show live is always such a special experience because as an audience member, you get to participate in what's happening, you know? There's so many, another thing that I really love about this show is that each of us seasons has our chance to narrate the story, and we have a lot of narrative dialogue, so we're talking directly to the audience, and that's our scene partner, you know, talking to the audience, and their reaction is, you know, what we're working off of, so Those are moments I really enjoy every night.
Well, it's been 5 years for me. You got to see it at least twice a decade, right?
I think that's about right, yeah. That's what the punch card says.
Yes. Eric, have fun in Fort Worth. Jersey Boys, February 12th through 17th, Bass Hall.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.